Sean McCann, Book 3, Chapter 28 of the Ecclesiastical History of England, of Venerable Bede. How, when Tudor was dead, Wilfrid was ordained in Gaul, and Seda, among the West Saxons, to be bishops for the province of the Northumbrians. The year of our Lord, 664. In the meantime, King Alfred sent the priest Wilfrid to the king of Gaul, in order that he should cause him to be consecrated bishop for himself and his people. That prince sent him to be ordained by Agilbert, of whom we have before spoken, and who, having left Britain, was made bishop of the city of Paris. And by him Wilfrid was honorably consecrated, several bishops meeting together for that purpose in a village belonging to the king, called Incompendio. He stayed some time in the parts beyond the sea for his ordination, and King Oswy, following the example of his son Zeal, sent into Kent a holy man of modest character, well read in the Scriptures, and diligently practicing those things which he had learned therein, to be ordained bishop of the Church of York. This was a priest called Seda, brother of the most reverend prelate Sieve, of whom mention has been often made, and abbot of the monastery of Lestingau. With him the king also sent his priest Aedhaed, who was afterwards, in the reign of Egfrid, made bishop of the Church of Ripon. Now, when they arrived in Kent, they found that Archbishop Deus Dedit had departed this life, and no other bishop was as yet appointed in his place. Whereupon they betook themselves to the province of the West Saxons, where Winnie was bishop, and by him Seda was consecrated, two bishops of the British nation, who kept Easter Sunday, as has been often said, contrary to the canonical manner, from the 14th to the 20th moon, being called in to assist at the ordination, for at that time there was no other bishop in all Britain canonically ordained, except Winnie. So Seda, being consecrated bishop, began immediately to labor for ecclesiastical truth and purity of doctrine, to apply himself to humility, self-denial, and study, to travel about, not on horseback, but after the manner of the apostles, on foot, to preach the gospel in towns, the open country, cottages, villages, and castles. For he was one of the disciples of Aidan, and endeavored to instruct his people by the same manner of life and character. After his and his own brother Sade's example, Wilfrid, also having been now made a bishop, came into Britain, and in like manner by his teaching brought into the English Church many rules of Catholic observance, whence it followed that the Catholic principles daily gained strength, and all the Scots that dwelt in England either conformed to these or returned into their own country. End of chapter 28 of Book 3 of the Ecclesiastical History of England, of Venerable Bede.